Hallelujah. The time we had about two.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, there we go. Good evening and welcome. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. I bring you greetings from America. Let's begin by opening with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come here tonight. I ask you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit to fill this place. And I ask, Father, that you would draw people to the meeting tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I break off the spirit of fear. And I ask that the atmosphere be filled with the spirit of the love of you, Father God. I ask that my testimony of the miracle of life would be a blessing to those that watch and listen tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to begin by sharing my screen with you. And I want to show you how God saved my life and allowed me to save the life of my daughter. Greetings, Pastor William, Pastor Purin, and Pastor Samuel.
Praise the Lord.
Pastor William, Pastor Purin, Pastor Samuel.
And welcome to Mini Pastor Moses.
Thank you, sir.
Good to have you here tonight, young man.
Thank you, sir.
All right. This is a picture of me lying in intensive care in July, almost 6 years ago. I was involved in a catastrophic car accident, and I'm going to tell you the story of that tonight. I was in this car when we impacted a truck at 88 kilometers per hour. My daughter Jackie, who at the time was 15 and a half and driving on her driver's permit, was driving. And an older man driving this truck who was disoriented pulled across the highway in front of us. My daughter turned the wheel slightly to the right so that she didn't hit the driver's door, which would have killed him. But that caused the majority of the damage to be on the driver's side of our car. And it caused the damage to be on the passenger driver's door, which knocked the cab off the frame, as you can see in the picture. This is a little bit closer look at the damage to the front of our vehicle. I was sitting in the passenger seat when we made impact with the vehicle. In a moment, I'm going to show you a picture of the hole here in the windshield. But one of the things you'll notice is that the windshield is crushed going in, not going out. That's because the tools from the back of his truck and a tool chest came through the windshield. And they were headed directly for my daughter. The word of God says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield, my heart trusted in him." And it says, "I am helped." This is Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. And so I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat in order to protect my daughter. If you look closely in the first picture, you can see that there's blood all over the steering wheel, blood on the dash, and a puddle of blood on the seat. All of that blood came from me. When we came to a stop, my daughter was actually covered in blood. But because all of the damage was on her side, they assumed that the blood was hers and all of the injuries would be on her. But because I made the dive that I did, I was able to get between her and the things that would have caused her injury. Because of the angle of the impact, the airbag did not go off until the very end of the accident.
ਤੇ ਗੱਡੀ ਇੰਨੀ ਕੁ ਸਪੀਡ ਨਾਲ ਇੰਨੀ ਤੇਜ਼ ਵੱਜੀ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ 에ਅਰ ਬੈਗ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਗੱਡੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਉਸ ਸਮੇਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਖੁੱਲੇ
I need to prepare you because this next picture shows you why there was so much blood
ਤੇ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਤਿਆਰ ਕਰਨ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਅਗਲੀ ਤਸਵੀਰ ਆ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਖੂਨ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਪਿਆ
This is a picture of my face when they brought me into the hospital. Because of the significant amount of injuries that I suffered, they gave me a 2% chance to survive. In fact, when we came to a stop, my daughter Jackie said that I had no signs of life and I was dead on the scene. She said that I convulsed violently about 3 or 4 times and then sat up. I looked at her with my face looking like it does on the screen. But she said that it didn't look as though I was in my body. And so they gave me a 2% chance to live when I arrived at the hospital. They had called my wife and told her to meet us at the hospital, but that there was very little chance I would make it. But my wife is a woman of great faith. And she began to declare this psalm, chapter 3, verses 2 through 6. Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear. Though tens of thousands assail me on every side. And so you see the picture here, the very first picture shows the damage that was done to my face. And the second picture shows how they were feeding me through a tube in my nose and breathing for me through a tube in my mouth. And so in the early days, I was on life support for 6 weeks.
Oh, I see.
ICU ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ 6 ਹਫ਼ਤੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ।
I had 17 surgeries over the first 5 days and I died 3 more times.
ਤੇ ਪਹਿਲੇ 5 ਦਿਨ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਪਹਿਲੇ 5 ਦਿਨ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ 17 ਸਰਜਰੀਆਂ ਤੇ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਦੀ 3 ਵਾਰੀ ਮੌਤ ਵੀ ਹੋ ਚੁੱਕੀ ਸੀ।
In this picture, you can see where I broke the base of my skull on both sides, and I broke my neck at C3, front and back. I also broke my back between T1 and T5 in 3 places. Here's a picture of the scar on my back where they did the surgery. Remember that I mentioned that their tools came through the windshield of the car. I had a memory in the early days of knocking down the tools with my hands until they hurt so bad I couldn't do it anymore. In these x-rays, you can see where I broke both hands and both wrists. In this picture, you can see where I broke my pelvis, my hip, and my femur on my left leg. This required them to put in screws and also to put in a rod in order to repair the upper part of my left leg and my hip. In this picture, you can see the bottom of my left leg where I broke the tibia and the fibula. They call this a double compound fracture. Because the bones break through the skin. And in the third picture, you can see where they had to put a rod in order to fix the tibia on the left leg. It might surprise you to know that they considered a broken pelvis, a broken hip, a broken femur, and a double compound fracture my good leg. That's because my right knee was crushed as well as the top of the right tibia. It was so severely damaged they had to use bone glue to put it back together, and screws and a plate. But I also severed all the nerves and the main artery below my right knee. And so the net result of that was they had to put a halo on both sides in order to hold my leg still while this healed. In In addition to this, you can see in the picture in the upper right, they had to do what's called a fasciotomy.
Keep checking on you every day, but for now, we're just going to put that stuff on your eyes.
This is a picture from the early days in the hospital. That's an actual video of my leg where they had cut it open in order to remove the fluid and the swelling.
And then, besides that, we're getting this changed today, and that's kind of the plan for today.
And you can see the scrapes and the scratches on my hand.
Keep checking on you every day.
And so, in the first picture, they were breathing for me and feeding me with the feeding tube. I was on life support for 6 weeks. The second picture shows me the very first time that I ever sat up. Hallelujah! At that time, they had given me a tracheotomy so that they were still breathing for me or assisting me in breathing. In the third picture, they had finally moved me out of intensive care and into the acute care unit. And they were beginning to disconnect all of the tubes that had been keeping me alive. As my body started to function on its own. In the final picture, I'm in the acute care rehabilitation center with my daughter Jackie, who was in the accident with me. She had come to visit me. In this picture, I take a trip home for the very first time. You can hear the excitement of my dog in the background. This is the ramp leading up to my house that some friends had built for me. At that point in time, hallelujah. At that point in time, I had no use of my right leg. And that's my daughter Colin that's pushing me up the ramp. Here's another view. I was so grateful to be able to get out of the hospital and be able to see my house again for the first time in almost 3 months. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so I began the process of rehabilitating. This was me working on one of the exercise bikes when I was in the rehabilitation center.
ਇਹ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਨੂੰ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਐਕਸਰਸਾਈਜ਼ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਇਹ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਵੀਡੀਓ ਵੀ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ
beginning to move my arms and my legs
ਤੇ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਐਕਸਰਸਾਈਜ਼ ਇਹ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਹੱਥਾਂ ਤੇ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਹੈ
And this is a picture of me right after I came home from the hospital. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The picture with the circle in it is a picture of my right arm, which was bruised by the seatbelt that didn't fully release.
ਇੱਥੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਲਾਲ ਜਿਹਾ ਗੋਲਾ ਬਣਿਆ ਨੇ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਬਾਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਨੀਲ ਪਏ ਸਨ ਇਹ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਜਦੋਂ ਐਕਸੀਡੈਂਟ ਆਪਣੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਨੂੰ ਬਚਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਗਏ ਸਨ ਤੇ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਬੈਲਟ ਨਹੀਂ ਖੁੱਲੀ ਸੀ ਉਸ ਸਮੇਂ ਤੇ ਇਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਬਾਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਨੀਲ ਪੈ ਗਏ
ਐਂਡ ਦ ਪਿਕਚਰ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਟੂ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਪਿਕਚਰ ਆਫ ਮਾਈਸੈਲਫ ਐਂਡ ਮਾਈ ਵਾਈਫ
ਤੇ ਤੀਸਰੀ ਤਸਵੀਰ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਵਾਈਫ ਤੇ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਆਪ ਹਨ
who had been praying for me the whole time and had been with me in the hospital and at rehab
ਤੇ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਉਹ ਵਾਈਫਾਈ ਦਿਨੇ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਲਗਾਤਾਰ ਦੁਆਵਾਂ ਕੀਤੀਆਂ ਤੇ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹਸਪੀਟਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਨ
ਐਂਡ ਦ ਪਿਕਚਰ ਐਟ ਦ ਹalleluya ਐਂਡ ਦ ਪਿਕਚਰ ਐਟ ਦ ਮੀਲ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਪਿਕਚਰ ਆਫ ਮੀ ਵਿਦ ਮਾਈ ਕਾਂਗਰੈਸਮਨ ਚਿਪ ਰੋਇ ਐਂਡ ਕਾਂਗਰੈਸਮਨ ਜਿਮ ਜੋਰਡਨ
ਇਹ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਤੀਸਰੀ ਤਸਵੀਰ ਹੈ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਦੇ ਕੋਈ ਅਫਸਰ ਹਨ ਕਾਂਗਰੈਸਮਨ ਚਿਪ ਰੋਇ ਤੇ ਕਾਂਗਰੈਸਮਨ ਜਿਮ ਜੋਰਡਨ
Many have asked me, how was my daughter Jackie? I am grateful to God to report that she had very minimal injuries to her low back. And just over a year ago, I was able to be a part of her wedding.
ਤੇ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ 1 ਸਾਲ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਕਹਿ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਦਾ ਵਿਆਹ ਹੋ ਚੁੱਕਿਆ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਸ਼ੁਕਰਗੁਜ਼ਾਰ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੁਦ ਸੀ
ਹalleluya In fact I walked her down the aisle
ਤੇ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਖੁਦ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਨੂੰ ਖੁਦ ਨਕਾਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਜਾ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਤੇ ਤੁਰ ਕੇ
And then I turned around and sat down and officiated her wedding
ਤੇ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਅੱਤੀ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਤਸਵੀਰ ਦੇ ਵੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਖੁਦ ਆਪਣੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਦਾ ਖੜੇ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਨਕਾਹ ਪੜ੍ਹਾ ਜਦੋਂ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਕੋ ਚਲਾ ਤੇ ਖੜਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਸਕੇ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਨਕਾਹ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ
They said that I would never be able to get up and walk
ਤੇ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਖੜੇ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਚੱਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ
But my family and I celebrated the fact that I was able to get up and walk
ਤੇ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਦਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਹੁਣ ਚੱਲ ਫਿਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਤੇ ਖੁਦ ਤੇ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਆ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਤੇ ਖੁਦ ਖੜੇ ਹੋਏ ਹੋਏ ਹਨ
ਐਂਡ ਟੁਡੇ ਆਈ ਕੈਨ ਸ਼ੇਅਰ ਵਿਦ ਯੂ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਅਪ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਸਟੈਂਡਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਏਬਲ ਟੂ ਵਾਕ ਹalleluya
ਖੁਦਾ ਦਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਖੁਦਾ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਖੜਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਤੇ ਖੁਦ ਚੱਲ ਫਿਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹਾਂ
So how many of you would like to hear more about this God that raised me from the dead 4 times? Some know him as the unknown God.
ਔਰ ਕਈ ਸੋਚਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਨੂੰ ਹੀ ਮੰਨਦੇ ਆ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਉਹਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਪਛਾਣ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈਗੀ
ਬਟ ਆਈ ਵਾਂਟ ਯੂ ਟੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਥੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਵੇ ਬਾਈ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਨੋ ਹਿਮ
ਪਰ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਦੱਸਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਵਾਂ ਕਿ ਇੱਕ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਹੈਗਾ ਵਾ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਖੁਦਾ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਣ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ
Before we continue, can we please give some appreciation to Moses for doing such a wonderful job?
ਔਰ ਮੈਂ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਵਾਂ ਕਿ ਜੋਰ ਨਾਲ ਤਾਲੀ ਜਾਈਏ ਮੋਜੇ ਦੇ ਜੋ ਅੱਜ
All right. So this God that I want to tell you about loves you dearly. I want to begin by telling you that he is the God who has created everything that we see around us. Perhaps tonight as you look up, you can see the stars. Maybe. Every one of the stars that you see in the sky, he created. As I look around you, it looks like I see the shadows of trees. It is the God that I'm telling you about who created those trees. And he created the elements that created the plastic for the chairs that you're sitting in. And for the material of the clothing that we wear. In fact, the Word of God says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And he created all of this because he wanted us, his children, to have a wonderful place to live. But I want to tell you a quick story as an example of what kind of went wrong. Imagine for a moment that you're going to have a guest come and visit your home. I was fortunate to have the opportunity to minister to a number of people from India when I lived in California. And after every service, they would serve a wonderful and delicious meal. They said it was customary to have a meal when you had guests to your home. And so in our story, imagine now you have invited a guest to your home, so you're going to prepare them some food. Turn to your neighbor and say, "I'm a pretty good cook."
Some people are saying bad, not delicious.
There we go.
Ah, very good. You're the one who
And so your guest arrives and you welcome them to the table and you set the food before them. And you dish them up onto their plate, their food. Yeah, what he's eating. And so they pick up the plate and they begin to taste the food. And they eat everything on the plate. It's completely clean. No food left. All gone. And they say, boy, that was really good. Turn to your neighbor and say, see, I told you I was a good cook. And then they say this very strange thing to you. You must have had an explosion in your kitchen and all this food just landed on the plates. And you look at them very funny and you say, no, I made the food. And they say, no, there was an explosion in your kitchen and it landed on the plates. And so they get up and they go and they wander into your kitchen and they're looking around for the explosion. There are those that say that everything we see around us happened because of an explosion and nothing created something. But I believe the evidence suggests that all of this was created by the Creator. And so now back to our story. They're in your kitchen and they're pulling through and they're looking through your cupboards and they're looking everywhere and they're pulling things out. And they're kind of making a bit of a mess. But you're trying to be very nice, and so you leave them alone in the kitchen. And the next thing you know, they wander down the hall and they crawl into your bed and they fall asleep. And now they leave you with only the sofa to sleep on. And So you fall asleep on the sofa, and the next morning when you wake up, they're already in the kitchen again. And you have to go to work. And as you get ready, you're thinking that they're going to leave when you go to work. But instead, they walk you to the door and they say, bye-bye. And now this guest has decided to stay at your house while you go to work. But you're running late, so you really don't have time to argue with him, so you go to work. And all day long, you're wondering, what are they doing at your house? Well, what they're doing at your house is making a mess and having their friends over who are making a mess too. And they're eating more of your food. And now when you come home from work, you walk in the front door. And they've made a mess of your house, and they have also eaten most of your food. And instead of apologizing, they begin to accuse you of not keeping a clean house, and where's the food that should be in your kitchen? And they say, you need to clean up your house and you need to make sure you bring food because we're hungry. Now, most of us have rules in our house for how we want our guests to behave. And when our guests don't behave properly, then we ask our guests to leave. Might I suggest that this has been a very rude guest and it's time for them to go? Do you think it's time for them to go? Say bye-bye, guest.
Bye-bye.
I want us to think now about the earth and all of it belonging to the Lord. And how we do things to make a mess of God's earth.
Earth.
and how maybe we don't follow all of the things that God would have us to do and how we treat one another either. And then when the result of our actions creates problems, we shake our fist at God and we say, look what you've done. Just like that guest said, what have you done making your house a mess and having no food in it? Instead of taking responsibility for the fact that he did it and he made the mess and he ate all your food. And so God had to send someone in order to fix what we were doing wrong. He also sent this person in order to pay the price for our wrongs. Those wrongs are called sin. And they separate us from God. And so he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to pay the price for all of those wrongs. And also so that we would have freedom from doing those wrongs ourselves. Now, he has proven his existence by the things that we can see around us, but he is also the one who has given us life. He breathed life into us. And he gave us a portion of his spirit. And then the final piece of the puzzle, he also gave us a portion of faith. Which is what gives us the ability to believe. But even in having given us all of those things, we still do things we wish we wouldn't. We still have unnecessary struggles. And so God sent his son Jesus Christ in order to make that transformation happen in our lives. To remove that part of us that leans in the direction of struggling to do the right thing. Right. and to replace that with the nature that wants to please him and do the right thing. And tonight I'd like to offer you that transformation. This isn't something that man does, it's something that God does in us. If I could, I know we're getting late, I'd like to take a moment and ask if you'd like to pray with me. How many of you would like to pray tonight and ask God to fix what's going wrong on the inside? Then I'm going to ask if you'll keep your hands extended and if you'll repeat what Pastor Samuel prays. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight.
ਅੱਜ ਰਾਤ ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ 'ਚ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ
First and foremost, I acknowledge that I have sinned against you.
ਮੈਂ ਇਸ ਗੱਲ ਨੂੰ ਮੰਨਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਪਾਪ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ
I acknowledge there are things that I have done that have not respected your house. And I am grateful that in spite of my bad behavior, you have continued to feed me and clothe me. And make available to me the things that I need to live. But tonight I want to ask your forgiveness. And I want to exchange that part of me that makes bad decisions. I want to exchange that part that commits the sins against you. And I want to receive from you tonight that new nature that I can only receive through Jesus Christ. I want to be washed and cleansed in the blood of Jesus Christ. So I ask Jesus Christ to be my Lord and Savior. I understand that he went to the cross to pay a price that I could not pay. That he died and that he put his sins, or my sins, on him. That he took them off of me and cast them away. And that I can rise again with him in newness of life. That I can experience that transformation right now, tonight. And so I place my hands on my head. And I make this declaration. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Who loved me and gave himself for me. I believe by faith. That old things have passed away. And tonight I have been made new. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I destroy every curse, spell, tie, mark, vow, seal, and contract. And every evil assignment. Against me and my family.
میرے خلاف میرے پریوار دے خلاف
by the power of the holy blood
ناش ہو جائے
cross resurrection and ascension of the true Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth who came in the flesh Angels, I ask you to execute these orders and destroy these things now. Using the fire of the Holy Spirit and cast the remains into the abyss. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command all infirmity that has been attacking my body. All sickness. All pain. All confusion. All doubt, worry, and fear. I speak to the spirits attached to those things. Depart. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, go to the abyss. And now, Heavenly Father, I ask you to fill me with courage. Fill me with faith. Fill me with your life. That I would be in good health and prosper. As you have given me everything to live a godly life and prosper. I receive tonight through Jesus Christ, my new Lord and Savior. The ability to walk out this walk of faith. I I am a new creation. Old things have passed away. Hallelujah! Holy Spirit, fill me now. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Glory, glory, glory. Ila bashatara bashatata. Ita tara bashandara bashakura bashatata. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Touch, 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 touch. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
ਸਾਰੀ ਕਮੀ ਕਮਜ਼ੋਰੀ ਸਾਰੀ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਸਾਰਾ ਰੋਗ
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, folks. God bless you all. Thank you so much for being a part of this program. If you'd like to support us, you can go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Click on the donate button. You can help support our outreaches there in India, the wells that we're building, supporting our Bible school, supporting our orphanages. And in addition to that, you can also support us by purchasing health products that will help you at CGRWellness.com, CGRWellness.com, or at CGR4Life.com, which is the detox product, the root detox product. And then you can also support us by going to PatriotMobile.com/chosen, PatriotMobile.com/chosen, or Micronic Silver, which is another incredible product when it comes to helping support your immune system, battling things like shingles. I use it for when I have a shingles outbreak, stomach upset issues with my stomach. If I eat something that doesn't settle right, or I get a flu bug, or I use it regularly, as a matter of fact. Thank God it didn't break. But I use it regularly, the Micronic Silver. I actually use it in my nose whenever I go out, before I go out, and when I get home. And that's something that both Dr. Judy Mikovits and Dr. McCullough have both endorsed here on the program. MicronicSilver.net. MicronicSilver.net. Use the code CHOSEN. You'll get a nice discount. God bless you. Have a great rest of your day.